This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
A tune called Rosewood Ramble, and the reason why I use that to open up this week's edition of Back Porch Bluegrass is that it's played on an old Gibson RB100 banjo, and that was my first good banjo. That tune was recorded with the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band in 1969. It was one I wrote, and I'm pleased I wrote it. It sounds still pretty good, and I have just bought that RB100 back from the man I sold it to in 1969, because that was a year I replaced my RB100 with a Baldwin Ode banjo, and that's been my standard banjo for the last 50 years. But Alec Healy always said that he'd sell the RB100 back to me when he no longer required it. And that happened early this year. And I've now got that RB100 back in the banjo collection. And I'm delighted to have it back. It seems like an old friend returned. So I thought you'd like to hear a tune on that. Hello, welcome to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, raving on about my old banjo, and I'm going to play you some bluegrass music in this program. I hope you're going to enjoy. Here's one from the Seldom Seen, from the Scenic Roots album in 1990. John Duffy was on the vocals and mandolin, Mike Aldridge on vocals and dobro, Ben Aldridge was on banjo, Lou Reed on guitar and vocals, and T. Michael Coleman on vocals and bass. And here they are doing a song called Not In My Arms.
So you can't sleep at night, well, I know why. You get weaker each day, living with a lie. No other pair of arms feel just right. 'cause you're not in my arms the way you used to be. You're not in my arms the way you should be. You're not in my arms, baby, can't you see that I'm all you'll ever need. Holding you tight, ain't it hard to stay away without a fight? You know what you want, why hold it inside when I'm here with my arms open wide? Because you're not in my arms the way you used to be. You're not in my arms the way you should be. You're not in my arms, baby, can't you see that I'm all you'll ever need. Because you're not in my arms the way you used to be. You're not in my arms the way you should be. You're not in my arms, baby, can't you see that I'm all you'll ever need. Because I'm all you'll ever need.
Oh, they're a lovely band, aren't they? Top of their game and doing some great, great material too. The Dry Branch Fire Squad is a great name for a band, and they're headed by Ron Thomason, and they do some hilarious stage performances. Ron Thomason has very dry wit, and his introductions are fascinating, to say the least. But they also play some great music. Ron Thomason plays mandolin, guitar, sings a lot of the lead vocals. Suzanne Thomas plays guitar, bit of clawhammer banjo, and sings some tenor vocals and lead vocals. Mary Jo Leet on guitar does the high harmonies, and Charlie Leet plays acoustic bass and does the bass vocals, and Bill Evans on banjo. He plays some beautiful banjo and does some harmony singing too. And I've selected a song from their Dry Branch Fire Squad Live at Last album. We're not going to hear the banter this time, but this song is always one of my favourites. It's called Midnight on the Stormy Deep. Dry Branch Fire Squad.
Solitary watch I keep, and I think of her I left behind, and ask if she'd be true and kind. I never shall forget that day that I was forced to go away. Other girls as good as me, but none can love you true as I. Pray don't go where the bullets fly. The deep, deep sea may us divide, and I may be some other's bride, but still my thoughts might
Heart I gave was true as thine, but you have proven untrue to me. I can no longer call thee mine. So fare thee well, I'd rather make my home upon some icy lake, the southern sun refused to shine, than to trust a love so false like thine.
Oh, yes.
I appreciate it a lot.
Wasn't that pretty? That was Ron Thomason and Suzanne. Name just slipped out there. Suzanne Thomas doing that duet, and it sounded great. I just love that song. Let's hear Seldom Seen Again. Here they are doing a song called Highway of Heartache.
In the silence of the dawn, God only knows the toll is taking. What will I do? The lady's gone. A lonesome road stretches before me, paved with tears and broken souls. I've no choice, I must be brave, for love so deep is only folded by the darkness of the grave. A lonesome road stretches before me, weighed with tears and broken souls. Tears and broken souls. It's a highway of heartache. Woe is me that I must go. Woe is me that I must go.
That's Seldom Seen doing a great duet there, and it was written by Carl Jackson, wonderful banjo player, guitarist and songwriter, and it contributed immensely to bluegrass music. And I first saw him when he was 16 years old, and he was playing with Jim and Jesse at Bean Blossom, Indiana, and very exciting watching a young man like that play such stunningly good banjo. petrified me. I was a few years older and thinking, where on next? How am I going to do that sort of thing? But we managed. I'd like to play for you now Australian band Karen Lynn and Martin Louis, and the album is Blue Mountain Rain, and it's mostly using the band Acoustic Shock that was Sydney based, and they did a fine job of backing Karen and Martin, as well as they've supplemented it or augmented it with a few other great Australian bluegrass musicians as well. And the song I've chosen is one called This Flower, written by Casey Chambers, who's a wonderful Australian songwriter. Karen Lynn is doing the vocals. Elizabeth Frensham is doing the harmony vocal. Martin Louis is doing five-string dobro this time. Jim Rush on guitar, Quentin Fraser on double bass, and Nigel Lever on mandolin. And I think Karen Lynn has an absolutely wonderful voice, and I think you'll hear it on this song, This Flower.
Oh, this flower is my soul. It's not half of what I owe. I should give you every rose that ever grew. So take this one here for a start. You can keep it in your heart. I have everything I need because of you. For if my life was long enough to pack up everything I love, I would do just that and give it all to you. For it's impossible to pay all the things you gave away, so this flower I give will have to do. This flower is my soul. It's not half of what I owe. I should give you every rose that ever grew. So take this one here for a start. You can keep it in your heart. I have everything I need because of you.
Hasn't she got a pretty voice? Sounds so nice and so relaxed. They're wonderful performers, and we had them in New Zealand for a couple of short tours, and it was just lovely to be able to host them. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I'm playing you some of the music I love to listen to. I've got shelves full of CDs and LPs, and today it's an all CD type show, but every now and then I bring in some of the LPs and we dust off the vinyl and hear a few tracks that I've had sitting on the shelves for 40, 50 years. It's all good fun, and I'm sort of treating it as though these are the songs that I'd like you to hear if I was playing you some music and you were standing in my living room. We're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works. This show comes from Free FM 89.0, independent community media in Hamilton, New Zealand. And Shearer's Music Works is one of the foundation stores of Hamilton music scene. They've been around since mid-1960s or early 1960s, and they supply musical equipment and instruments and accessories to anyone who's interested in music. And you get great help in there. All the staff are musicians, and they know how to work out what you need. And go and see Shearer's Music Works. Thank them for sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass. Say you're doing a great job, and you better buy something when you're in there. Shearer's Music Works, supporting Free FM. Oh, time for an instrumental. There's one CD called Ultimate Picking. Only came out just... I only got it just a few months ago. It actually came out in 2005, and it's got some real standard bluegrass instrumentals picked by a bunch of the best pickers around. And Scott Vestal put it all together. He produced the whole album. He's playing banjo, Mark Schatz on bass, Rob Ikes on resophonic guitar, Aubrey Haney on fiddle, Wayne Benson on mandolin, and Jeff Autry on guitar. And I've picked out the tune that Earl Scruggs brought into bluegrass music. It's one called Home Sweet Home, and man, Scott Vestal picks it great. It's a good tune. Thank you. great instrumental and done in classic Earl Scruggs style. Thanks, Scott Vestal, for that tune. Loved the bass solo in it, didn't you? Well, the next song I've picked for the strangest reason. At the start of the show, I told you all about getting my RB100 banjo back. And the RB100 was the sort of budget but reasonable quality Gibson banjo of the 1950s, in fact, even late 1940s, 1950s, 1960s, and into the 1970s. Didn't have a proper tone ring in it. That was the job of the master tone that came afterwards, but was the banjo that most young men learned to play on. And I have a picture of on the front of the CD of the Lonesome Pine Fiddlers. The CD is called Windy Mountain, and it's got the Goins brothers as part of that lineup of the Lonesome Pine Fiddlers, and Ray Goins is playing his RB100 banjo alongside his brother Melvin, who's got a Martin D28 guitar there. Ezra Klein, the bass player, is there, and Curly Ray Klein, the fiddle player, is on the cover as well. And it's great to see a very young-looking Ray Goins playing his RB100. So I've selected one of the tunes from the album, which Ray Goins is playing. And the Lonesome Pine Fiddlers had quite a few changes in their lineup. They were anchored by Ezra Klein, the bass player, who described himself as bass player and leader. And I think he did all the organisation of the band. But I picked this one because Ray Goins is playing his RB100 and it sounds great. It's a song called Don't Forget Me. It comes from February 21st, 1954. What a good session that was for bluegrass music.
I'm lonesome without you, little darling. Lost because you went away. Tomorrow was our wedding day.
Don't forget me, little darling. Maybe we'll meet again someday. Tomorrow we would have been married, but you lied and went away. In my dream, dear, you smile at me and look so sweet. I'm sure, dear, I'll always love you because you meant so much to me.
Don't forget me, little darling. Maybe we'll meet again someday. Tomorrow we would have been married, but you lied and went away.
That's the Lonesome Pine Fiddlers with Ray Goins playing his RB100. So today's program will be dedicated to all you banjo players who've ever owned or maybe still own an RB100, because I've now rejoined you. Isn't that great? John Reichman and the Jaybirds are a great bluegrass band based in Vancouver. And they've got a disparate lineup that comes from all over. Jim Nunnally, I think, comes from California. Nick Hornbuckle on banjo, John Reichman on mandolin, Trisha Gagnon on bass, and Greg Spetz on fiddle. And I've had the opportunity to see them at the Grass Valley festivals, the Father's Day festivals. And they're a lovely band. They just really entertain beautifully and and have some unique choices of songs. And I've selected a song from their The Road West album, and it's one called Deep Dark Sea. And their notes say, this tune comes from a riff Nick discovered late one night at a picking party, thanks to his daughter Cleo for inspiring the title. And Deep Dark Sea, oh, we've already had Midnight on the Stormy Deep. Maybe we're getting into songs about the sea. That's funny, isn't it? Anyway, here is John Reichman and the Jaybirds with Deep Dark Sea. Chair Money, featuring the unique banjo style of Nick Hornbuckle, who plays at an old-time two-finger style, and he gets a great sound. It's always a little bit different sounding. Okay, here's a tune from the Nashville Bluegrass Band, one of my favourite bands, and the album is 20 Year Blues, and the song I've picked is Rocking Chair Money, and lead vocals by Pat Enright, and the baritone harmony by Alan O'Brien, and the tenor is Stuart Duncan. Usually it's the other way around. Rocking Chair Money is a neat name for a tune, and here they are playing it.
I got rocking chair money. I got it the hard way. I fought in every battle from the start to the VJ day, and now I rock.
Yeah, rock.
Come on and rock.
Rock on.
the line. I'll soon get my big check, baby, and then we'll have some fun. This rocking chair money, honey, is better than toting the gun, cause I like to rock.
Yeah, rock.
Come on and rock. Rock on down the line. They'd be jealous, and some don't even care. But I got rockin' chair money to rock on the way the years. I like to rock,
yeah, rock.
Come on and rock,
rock on down the line.
That's the Nashville Bluegrass Band. Now, in early January this year, a man from the California Bluegrass Association, with whom I had some close dealings, Carl Pagder, he died, and I was very sorry to hear that. He was a lovely guy, and I really enjoyed the time I managed to spend talking to him. He was, if you've ever been to one of the festivals in California, he's a man with the very battered leather hat that went round. Well, he was a very important guy. He was one of the co-founders of the California Bluegrass Association, known as the CBA, which is one of the largest organizations of bluegrass music in the world, really. And he was 89 years old when he died. He is a fine banjo player and loved his bluegrass music. He's member number one in the CBA. Isn't that cool? And he played with a band called Country Ham that was formed in 1975, and they made 17 albums, did a lot of touring, and presented a unique old-timey sort of approach to the music. But Carl was a businessman and a lawyer, and he used these skills in the CBA and for lots of other things. And he was the man that was responsible for getting the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band over to the International Bluegrass Music Museum Romp Festival in 2008, because he heard me doing some playing at the 2007 Grass Valley Festival. So that's how I was dealing with Carl. He was a wonderful person to talk to, and we'll miss him. But I've selected a song from the Country Ham album that I have, and it's one features Carl singing and playing his clawhammer banjo. He does a fine job, of course, and it's one called The Great Assembly. Well, he's there now. So here is Carl Pagder, Country Ham, and here we will hear him doing The Great Assembly.
We are told to that royal wedding feast we all shall go. When we meet
at that banquet table,
what a feast
we will prepare.
We will all adorn our wedding garments and meet Jesus in the air.
Jesus in the air.
high. Saints and angels from all nations will be there. There will be no more sad partings, and no more will preach and pray, but rejoice in all the saints and angels there. When we meet at that banquet table, what a feast he will prepare. We will all adorn our wedding garments and meet Jesus in the air. Of our Lord to be present on that fateful wedding day. When the sinful hear the judgment of his everlasting word, in a moment they will all be called away. When we meet at that banquet table, what a feast he will prepare. We will all adorn our wedding garments and meet Jesus in the air. Banquet table, what a feast he will prepare. We will all adorn our wedding garments and meet Jesus in the air. And meet Jesus in the air.
Well, thank you, Carl Pachter, for all that you have contributed to bluegrass music. Every Californian involved in bluegrass and old-time music would have mourned his passing. He was truly a great man in the field, and we will miss him. And I don't know whether that hat makes it to a museum or not. I'm not sure. Or maybe it'll just be a family heirloom, but it was very distinctive. I'd like to give a big shout out to all the people listening on podcasts all around the world. I know there's people tuning in from all different places, the UK, the USA, Canada, Australia, New Zealand. Thank you very much for tuning in to one of the podcasts of Back Porch Bluegrass. I really appreciate you listening. All the people who listen on access radio stations too. This show goes to various stations throughout New Zealand at different times of the day and night, and sometimes in the very small hours of the morning you'll hear a little bit of Back Porch Bluegrass being aired. Access radio stations in Canada and those in the USA as well, Bluegrass Planet Radio and Southern Branch, Bluegrass and Gospel Show. Lots of people listening to Back Porch Bluegrass everywhere. It just goes to show that it's a very international music, and these days every radio show has the potential to be very international. Isn't that good? Well, way back in 1970, the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band recorded a concert live at the Wynyard Tavern in Auckland, and it was a fun concert. The Wynyard Tavern was a venue for acoustic music, and in those days, most acoustic groups were two or three or maybe four people, so it was a small stage and a small auditorium, and we were a five-piece band, and we had some microphones, so we absolutely filled the stage. There were people sitting right at our feet, and it was a very live atmosphere in the concert. It came out as an album, Live at the Wynyard Tavern, in 1970. But in the early 2000s, the producer of the album, John Raffel of Kiwi Pacific Records, found the tapes and realized that most of the concert was pretty good. And so he reissued it as The Tavern Revisited. And it was in concert 5th of July 1970, for those who take notes. And he reissued pretty much the whole concert, and it's good. Anyway, I'm selected a song on this, and in the theme of banjo playing vocalists, which we've just had with Cal Pachter, I get to sing the next song, which was one of our sort of humorous attempts. We always incorporated humor in our shows, and here we are doing the old time song Cindy. The lineup of the band was Lindsay Bedoni on double bass, myself playing banjo on very occasional vocals, Alan Rhodes on guitar and doing most of the vocals. Colleen Bain, she was then, she became Colleen Trenwith just a few months later, was playing fiddle, and David Caller was playing the mandolin, doing the tenor harmonies. But here we are doing an old-time tune called Cindy.
Well, you ought to see my Cindy, she lives away down south. She's so sweet, the honeybees just swarm around her mouth. Get along home,
Cindy, Cindy,
get along home,
Cindy, Cindy,
get along home,
Cindy, Cindy,
I'll marry you someday. Summertime and Cindy in the fall. If I can't have my Cindy now, I won't have her at all. Kiss me now, kiss me again, kiss me now. Oh, once more, Cindy. Cindy had a dream one night, she dreamed that she was dead. She went up to the pearly gates and to St. Peter said, kiss me now, kiss me again, kiss me now. Oh, once more, St. Peter.
Told me if I did not kiss the girls, my lips would all grow moldy. Kiss me now, kiss me again, kiss me now.
Once more, Cindy.
Kiss me now.
No.
Oh, go on.
No.
I'll tickle your back.
Well, what a racket. I think there were two banjos in that, or I was doing, I did a little bit of clawhammer every now and then, or it could have been Alan Rhodes playing clawhammer banjo and me playing three finger style, but a lot going on there. I like the kiss me now, no reaction, which you tend to get. Hope you enjoyed that. That was Cindy, Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, 1970. We had a lot of fun, I'll tell you. Let's listen to the Dry Branch Fire Squad again with the old Stephen Foster tune called Hard Times.
Let us pause in life's pleasures and count the many tears while we all sup sorrow with the poor. There's a song that will linger forever in our ears. Oh, hard times come again no more. 'Tis the song, the sigh of the weary. Hard times, hard times come again no more. Many days you linger around my cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no more. And though we seek mirth and beauty and music light and gay, there are frail forms fainting at our door. And though their voices are silent, their pleading looks will say, oh, hard times come again no more. 'Tis the song, the sigh of the weary. Hard times come again no more. Many days you linger around my cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no more.
Just lovely. Hard times come again no more. Stephen Foster. Here's Nashville Bluegrass Band again. Tell Me Your Love Is Still True.
This morning the flowers were in bloom on the hill, just like the day we first met. The promises you gave I cherish them still, as another love made you forget. Memories of blue skies that shine in your eyes leave me still pining for you. Darling, please come back and hold me again and tell me your love is still true. Still true.
Nashville Bluegrass Band. Let's hear from Karen Lynn and Martin Louie again. This is a great song. I love this duet. It's called I Heard the Bluebirds Sing, and they do a fine job of it.
It gave my lonely heart a thrill. Her beauty seemed just like a breath of spring. And when I looked into her eyes, I thought of bluer summer skies. And when I held her hand in mine, I heard the bluebirds sing. They sang of wondering,
wondering if he loves her.
Will she marry?
Marry if he'll ask her.
Will her heart be?
Heart be true for him for
then and evermore. And when she's lonely,
lonely as he needs her.
When the sadness. Spring. All through the long cold winter months, it seemed that spring would never come. And every gloomy winter day, I heard the bluebirds sing. They sang of waiting,
waiting for the flowers,
and of counting,
counting every hour,
till a bluebird,
bluebird chirps is welcomed
into the world once more. And while we're waiting,
waiting for the sunshine,
we keep hating,
hating every storm cloud
that is gathered. Keep us far apart. Then when at last we touched the earth, we married in the village church. Our wedding seemed just like a dream come true. Though many years have come and gone, our love is still as true and strong as when I found her long ago. And still the bluebirds sing, they sing of loving,
loving every hour,
but I'm married,
married to my flower,
and we're happy.
Well, thanks very much for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I hope you can tune in again next week, and we'll have another show for you. See ya, bye.
Sweethearts
close together
until in the time.
Thanks for listening to this Free FM podcast. If you want to hear more content like this, you can support Free FM via Patreon. Head to patreon.com/freefm89 to find out more.